Son of a bitch!
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 The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Brittany, it must be difficult being diagnosed with chronic flatulence. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Weird. Hello. Oh my goodness. Hello. Ew. Strong, Brittany. Yeah, it was a weird. I'm embarrassed. Can we?
You wear them all day.
Yeah.
Then you go to home that night.
Yeah.
You go to sleep.
Yeah.
You wake up the next morning.
Yeah.
Are the drawers still on?
Now, if I work out again, then I'll wear those to work out and I'll change. But if I don't work out and I didn't soil them in any way,
then you'll wear them again?
Yeah.
God.
That is sickening.
I'm not.
You need to rethink this, Corby.
They're not dirty. I smell them. They're not.
Oh, you give them the smell test, right?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Wow.
I mean, at least throw them in the drawer and spin the farts out of them or something.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
3, 2, and 1.
Is the time. 23 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, the tuner is affixed permanently to America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Tuesday. We have a great day ahead of us. This truly might be a day where we do need one more segment from everybody, and we can freely, I think, ask for it, because I feel like we'll be able to deliver. So wherever you end up with us today, wherever we may be in the presentation, when it's time for you to finish your appointed rounds and get out of your car or shut off your radio at work or just whatever you do to leave us and go about your own scene, what we're asking you to do today is, when that time rolls around, don't. Stay with us for just one more segment. Because I feel confident in our ability to make it count. I really do. And if you do this, there will be payoff for you. We will benefit in certain metaphysical ways which you couldn't possibly comprehend. And it'll work out well for everyone.
Matter of fact, just leave our radio on in your house at all times. Don't turn it off. Just turn it down. Keep it on.
But just give us one more segment today. Just one more. If you'll just give us one more, it will benefit us and keep us on the air around here longer than we otherwise might, and benefit us in ways that are untold.
You know, they've already really done that. We're just asking them to keep it up and keep doing it. Been doing it for almost 10 years. We just need that one more segment.
Well, I need to ask a favor. We need to ask a favor from the listener.
We do?
Yeah, I've never done this.
We need something?
Yeah, we do. We do, because I taped something during the Cowboy game that didn't work on my TiVo that I thought did. So, anyone who has a copy of the Cowboy game, the ESPN broadcast, we need it.
Why?
It's something that we're going to use during the show, during Fun with Real Audio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We need it today?
Well, yeah, we're doing Fun with Real Audio today. So if they can get it up here by 5 o'clock...
So if you rolled tape on Cowboys Pats the other night, get it up here ASAP.
Someone did. You have it TiVo'd, the whole thing? Do you really?
Well, that's not doing us a lot of good at the moment, though, is it?
No, it's not. Now, there was, in particular, if you have it TiVo'd and you don't want to roll the whole thing, here's what we need.
It's helpful to know about these things, I don't know, a little more than an hour and a half before it's supposed to air. Snake, just a production.
Danny, how am I going to go on Bob and Dan and hey, I need a favor from the B1s.
Why not?
Because.
It's not like they have anything better going.
Here's what I need. You guys remember when Quincy Carter dropped back? I think it was in the first half.
Yeah.
And he ended up trying to throw a screen pass, and it hit Ryan Young in the back. You remember that?
No.
Okay. I need that whole thing in the ensuing conversation with Paul McGuire and Joe Theismann and Mike Patrick. So I need that play, and I need everything after that. So if you have it on TiVo and you can find that, that's fine. Now, compensation, if you do bring this up. Me and Danny will make out with you, and you'll get a T-shirt and a free CD.
What kind of CD?
I don't know, like...
Alvin Lee. I have three of them on my desk right now.
What's that chick band you have?
Oh, Dirty Kitty or...
No, you get a ticket CD.
That's it? You know what? That's not all they're getting.
Okay, you got something, don't you, Danny?
Oh, I've got lots of stuff.
Okay, Danny's got, like, restaurant stuff.
I've got dinner for two at Trulux, if you're interested.
Yeah, that he uses, like, every day. So, do we have any left?
Yeah.
Danny goes there every day.
I've been there one time, and it was delicious, and I paid full price.
Well, it's Trulux. You should pay full price. It's worth it. All right, so we got dinner for two.
Trulux is great at twice the price.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner for two, T-shirt, CD... And we'll let you rummage through Grego's wallet.
Mm-hmm. And if you will bring us a copy of Cowboys Buffalo, we will throw in the Alvin Lee CD.
No, don't make this.
No, we need to. There's something on Cowboys Buffalo we need.
What?
Where they're throwing it down to Armin Katayan, and he says, "Thanks, Grego."
We need that.
Yeah, we need that.
Who's Grego?
Greg Gumbel.
Oh.
And I don't...
We might need that.
I don't. We definitely need it.
I don't need anything taped, but if you could bring up a blizzard, I'd love that. I'd love a Butterfingers blizzard. That's all I need.
Big Huggy Bear. Are you hungry, Grego?
Not really, but I can always eat a blizzard. No question about it.
Well, as long as we're on the subject, Aunt Stell's is not closed yet, I don't think.
What do you want?
What's a snow cone?
Strawberry snow cone. It's or that place out in Pleasant cold. Grove. What about the place out in Pleasant Grove? Are they closed for the season?
All we want is a tape of the Cowboy game, that particular play. That's it.
And a Butterfinger blizzard.
And a snow cone, and I wouldn't mind a massage.
We're not getting anything. But if you're going to bring a blizzard, bring three.
Hey, we always pay top dollar for blizzards.
All right, let's read the minutes here, shall we?
Yeah.
Working from the rear. Fact Spotter will take place at 6:30. You know what we need to do? We need to analyze all four of those one by one.
Analyze what?
The... Give it to me, Lance moans. We need to analyze all four of them one by one. Because I said working from the rear, and he just did one over there.
Danny, examine it.
Yeah, Danny, examine it.
We need to analyze those one by one. Let's see which one's the creepiest.
They're all pretty creepy. I'm serious about that blizzard.
All right, your Fact Spotter entry portal is hardline@theticket.com. At 5:50, we're going to get into more A-Rod talk, because that thing obviously is just mushroomed totally out of hand. 5:30, the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola. 5:10, Fun with Real Audio. At 4:50, The girl from TCU a couple weeks ago is coming up here, right?
The crazy laugh girl.
The crazy laugh girl from TCU. At 4:30, we'll talk about the little Mavericks last night. E-News will take place at 4:10. And coming up next, it looks like we're going to try to discuss college football in some meaningful fashion. That is next. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.